Welcome to episode one of the Beyond Time and Space, a SGWF podcast. Today is Sunday, October 6th, 2024. I am your host, Stone. This episode will cover the events on Paragons from September 30th, Eclipse on October 2nd, and Nova October 4th. Let's get into what this podcast actually is, and we're going to break kayfabe here. Now, we will break kayfabe every once in a while. However, for the most part, this podcast will be done completely in character and will be in universe for the events that have happened during that week or the period. Now, the intent is to do this every week, but with issues in time and space, aka real world, it may not be able to come out every week, but we'll see. The intent also is just to be a quick, short little podcast about what's happened. Nothing crazy. We're not streaming it. We possibly could take listener submissions. We could possibly have guests on. It's open. This is just something I wanted to kind of mess around with. Previously, we were thinking about doing like a Twitch show, but then it's like another time where we're streaming and we're live, and you know, and I kind of wanted to see what it would feel like just doing a podcast with no pressure of being live. You know what I mean? So again, most of the stuff that you're going to hear is going to be in kayfabe. So please keep that in mind. If we do need to break that, we will. And we will be pretty clear when we break it. For instance, what we're doing now. So if you have any questions about this stuff, please let me know on Discord. Otherwise, let's get back into kayfabe. Okay, so one of our headlines that I wanted to kind of go over this past week, we had the rivalry series between Fierce Ladies and Sugar and Spice kicked off on Monday's Paragons. The manager, Rosa, selected a pinfalls only match, and Sugar and Spice won that one pretty easily from what I mean they've been long matches, but it was a big win too. Like, you know, to get the first win was pretty important, and they continued on where basically the rivalry series is a best of seven. So the manager of the losing wrestler or team will select the next match type. So for match two, we had Rosa select a best two out of three falls match. And this took place at Eclipse, where Sugar and Spice again won 2-0. So Fierce Ladies in two matches and possibly getting a fall, like they could have gotten a fall or two falls, but they didn't. Like, they were down 3-0 over two matches. I know like the series is 2-0, but that's not a good start to things, you know. And you know, I wasn't sure if we were going to see a big sweep or anything like that. We'll have to go check to see what the details are on whether or not anybody's ever come back from being down 4-0. But it actually doesn't matter, because match three happened on Nova on Friday night. The Fierce Ladies did actually finally get a win. The thing was that they won the match in a submissions-only match. Now, Rosa, the manager of Sergeant Rosa Rivera of the Fierce Ladies, claims to have not selected a submissions-only match. And as league official, like I am in charge of the whole league, and I will tell you that I would absolutely not just go pick something. So like, I realize that, you know, they may have issues with a submissions only match, but I would never do anything to put any of our legends into a bad position or into a position that they don't want to be in. So Perhaps we need to further question whether Rosa just forgot. You know, maybe she had like a temporal incursion and doesn't remember telling me this, you know. However, you know, it's fine, it's fine. So they did pick up Lewin. And the funny thing was that Sergeant Rosa Rivera had the submission cinched in on Maddie Hunter. But right before Maddie Hunter was about to submit, she stopped. And Sergeant Rivera got up, tagged in the witch, and then the witch got that submission. So again, I think there is like an aversion to submissions that the manager Rosa and the legend Sergeant Rosa Rivera, like they both have this aversion to submissions. And it's like, wow, why do they hate it so much? But Sugar and Spice lead the series 2-1. Match number 4 will be held on Monday, and the manager of the Baker from Sugar and Spice has reached out to us and let us know that they are going to do a knockout elimination match. That should be fun to see. I don't know if it'll take quite as long as the other 3 matches will, but with a knockout elimination match, like in theory, as soon as you get the one person knocked out, it's going to be a 2-on-1, right? So good luck with that. We'll see how it goes. Moving on. Right, let's address some of the technical difficulties that we've been having. Twice now, we've had fights happening backstage. Now, I've already talked with some of our security and management team to kind of go over this, that, you know, this kind of stuff is not acceptable unless it's sanctioned, right? And, you know, if both wrestlers agree to it, then okay, fine. Then we'll go make a match, and you want to go fight back there? Okay, fine. And we'll go and record the results. But the extracurriculars of just going in and beating people up, it is not acceptable. So security has been made aware, but the biggest issue is that, you know, in both of the fights that have happened over the last week or so, basically we had a fight with Captain Spaulding and Pretty Boy Amario on last week's Titans on, I believe, September 27th. And then we had one last night on Nova where an unknown masked assailant attacked the Hello Kitty champion, Marcus Azul. Both times, the signal got cut off, and the type of interference that we had, like, we haven't really seen this kind of stuff before. So we're kind of trying to dig into it, and so far we have not really been able to find a root cause for it. So results will be pending, I guess. What else happened? So let's get into the results from the... Oh, actually, no. Let's go back and address who this assailant was, because I realize he's masked assailant, and I realize he had like a leather jacket on and some different pair of pants, but really there is only one person that I know does a move in the same way as that temper tantrum that was put on Azul. And I don't want to say who it is because I don't want to get the league in trouble. Like, I know I can, you know, I you know, as much as I'm big boss, I want to make sure that we're all on the up and up, okay? Now, we're going to have to dig into this a little bit more, too, before we can firmly say. But, I mean, I think we all kind of know who it would be, and I'm kind of surprised because you would think that after some of the success that happened, you'd think that this kind of result wouldn't happen. However, Marcus Azul on Friday night did come up with a big win on Eldrin the Butcher in that triple threat. And it was immediately after that we saw the fight. So, you know, we know, but we can't officially say because, you know, we need to have the smoking gun, if you will. So let's get into some of the results that we had over the last week. On Paragons, was on Monday, September the 30th, 2024. Basically, we had Dr. Bacon won a triple threat. Basically, Redfield botched a top rope moonsault, and Dr. Bacon took advantage of that and got the win. Now, there was actually a clip of Chris Redfield taking a very long whiff of the chalupa. And yeah, we call it the chalupa. Perhaps that messed up Chris Redfield. I don't know. Like, we'll see what happens next week, because I'm not sure if that's going to affect him or not. We're happy to say that Teddy King returned back from being hurt, and he defeated Blob by pinfall. Unfortunately, as a result of that loss, Blob went in and ate our buffet, and then even the backup. The backup buffet is there because we know Blob is going to eat everything. So we have a backup there that he doesn't really know about, but somehow somebody told him about it. So no, that was gone too. Cowboy Kurt defeated Sephiroth. Arlandi continued to win. She's a relative newcomer here. Defeated Svetlana Borochiev. We heard that Usov didn't take very kindly to that loss. So I'm not really sure what's going on there, but I've heard that Usov thought that Svetlana could have done better. Covert Ops lost to a random pairing of the Baker and Maple Marksman. And we had a debut of Sora Kimura. He crushed Zoidberg. Like, he was all over him. And there was no doubt. So Sora Kimura got his win. And he will be at the Men's Net Gauntlet on the next Galactic Wrestling Show, which is scheduled for this coming Monday. Yuz defeated Toasty. So after his two losses at War Games, he's now again going back on a winning streak again. So we'll see where this lands him. He should be a force to be reckoned with still, you know? Matty Hunter did win the Triple Threat, defeating Lilith Knight and Candy Mandy. And in the final match of that show, Angelina DeForte defeated Elizaveta Usov. Now, we had also heard that after the match, that there had been some rumors that DeForte and Marksman had started chatting and had basically expressed a mutual respect for each other. If you'll recall, DeForte last week did beat Marksman in a non-title matchup, and Marksman is the Universal Champion. So you can see that DeForte is starting to win some matches here, beat the champion, so you could certainly see her as like a number one contender. If that's the case, then Maple Marksman, you know, needs to be aware of what's coming. And I mean, I feel like Marksman is like knows, but you know, instead of backstabbing and try to sabotage, you know, I guess they both decided to like acknowledge each other, you know? So we'll see what happens there. I'm kind of curious to see how that's going to play out as well. Moving on to Eclipse. This happened on Wednesday, October the 2nd. This is where Sugar and Spice won their match number two, winning 2-0 in the best 2 out of 3 falls match. Then we had Velvet Assassin pinned Furious Frankie, winning their triple threat match, and Allie Morgan was in that match as well, the Universal Champ. The Hardcore Champion. I'm sorry. I don't think any extra power ranking points get in there, but still, it's a big win over two tough opponents. Then we had Gabriel Slay defeat Percy Mochaccino III in a one-on-one match. And then their two partners fought each other in a one-on-one match. Jericho Vega defeated William Terrence Ford by pinfall. It was basically the Bone Collectors against Pretty Deadly, but just the partners fighting each other like in like a one-on-one match, like in back-to-back matches. But the fun fact was that, like, I didn't even realize it was that Vega and Ford are both from Nevada. So now with Vega winning that match, I guess Nevada is now considered all of Bone Collector territory. We had Allure defeated the Teacher and, like, really, really took it to her. Like, it wasn't just, like, I wouldn't say it was a squash. I don't think it was at that level, but I don't think there was many times where we thought the Teacher was going to win that match, right? However, after the fact, so there were no camera crews there, but we had heard, I mean, like, and people saw, okay? So we had our administration people say, like, everybody that was backstage saw it. Violet Raven attacked the teacher after that match, and apparently, from what we understand, Queen Violet Raven still considers herself to be, like, the queen of everything. It was not very happy losing to the teacher at the end of the last Eclipse show. And this was one of the times where there was yet another fight that had happened. And we didn't really address it before earlier on in the podcast because it wasn't really captured on film, right? Like, we didn't capture the actual, like, the actual fight. And I don't know if it was like there was no camera crew. That was what I had heard, was that we didn't really have enough camera people around and they were busy doing their own thing, right? So we didn't really see it, but people saw it firsthand. Now, I didn't see it because I was busy trying to run the show, right? Well, not really. I guess Violet Raven needs to really calm down, you know, and just relax, man. So carrying on, we had Break You defeated the random pairing of Claire Redfield and Sarka Rose. We had a battle for Philadelphia where Vincent Speedy Pee-wee Johnson, hailing from Philly, defeated Blitzkrieg, who also hails from Philly. So Vincent Johnson now is like, now he thinks like he's like the king of Philly. Yeah, all right. Speedy Pee-wee's for everybody. Or no, extra sausage, right? Yeah, okay. Everyone wants a little bit of extra sausage, right? Phantom defeated Marshall Magnum. And then we had a brief altercation. So then in our next match, we had Isabella Ramon and Queen Violet Raven were going to face one-on-one. And there was a little bit of a scuffle at the beginning. And it looked like Queen Violet Raven was going to do some underhanded shenanigans. And this actually led to the teacher coming down to ringside to stand in the corner of Isabella Ramon. And so it looks like that the teacher is not going to just take a beating, right? And I don't know if Ramon is going to be involved or if it was just Violet Raven acting out as Queen Violet Raven, you know? Like, I'm not really sure why there was a bit of that scuffle before the match started. Now, the match ended in a countout win for Queen Violet Raven. However, when we're looking at the playback, we could clearly see that Isabella Ramon is laying down on the ground outside of the ring, okay? The floor outside. And you can clearly see Violet Raven up on the top ropes, and she's about to jump out where Jeffy is about to count. Oh, actually, I don't even think it was Jeffy. I think it was referee Kyle there. Kyle was about to count 10, but Raven had already jumped out and was on her way down. And Kyle, for some reason, decided to still count to 10. Now, Kyle is fully aware that lately we've had our rules set where countouts are a 20 count, or sometimes we won't even have a count, but for normal matches it's a 20 count. So I don't know why he counted 10 and then called it. If anything, because she was on her way out, Kyle should have still reset the count back to 1, right? Now we have to take the result. Unfortunately for Isabella Ramon, it means it's a loss. We could very well be revisiting this match next Eclipse to maybe not have a countout match because, you know, or, you know, well, actually, now I just realized I'm going to have to worry about maybe the teacher being involved. Oh, boy. Anyway, so we may have to get these two back and fighting again to actually get a correct result, you know, and not like a controversial one. Now, the main event for Eclipse was a triple threat, and Marko Vujovic defeated, like, won the match over Mighty Might, pinning King Diamond Dave Tolos. Now, for I remember he was not happy. Now, I always have a problem with him. Like, he's always like, hey, man, you gotta say my whole spiel every time that they come out. And it's like, oh boy, because otherwise there could be like a lawsuit and stuff. Like, okay, so when he lost that, it didn't go over well, and there was some talk of people saying, well, maybe he ain't the king, you know. Big Bad Bobby D came on in and cashed in Money in the Bank and defeated King DDT after his 20-minute reign. From there on, it seems like DDT hasn't been in a good spot. And I'm wondering if that loss had really affected him. Moving on to Nova, we got Fierce Ladies, got back into the series, winning by submission 2-1. We already kind of talked about that before. We had a triple threat match where Eden White got the win by pinning the internet champion, Alexia Wen. This could result in her being in the Women's Battle Royal on Monday. I'll have to check the results because we don't necessarily book wrestlers in back-to-back gauntlets or battle royals, so we'll see if she was in it the previous week. Freak Show defeated Snake Eyes, getting his first win, and not his first win, but his manager Twin Screw had actually said, you know, it's been a while, and I agree, yeah, it's been quite a bit. And you know, like, I realize Snake Eyes had just come back after being hurt, but he's completely cleared and full strength and ready to go. And I think this was a good win for Freak Show. So, you know, grats to him. And hopefully there will be many more in the near future because, you know, it just takes that one win to start something big, right? George Costanza defeated Storm Shadow. Lilith Ku defeated the Baroness. And there's a random pairing of Danny Weaver and Zorana taking on Special Ops. And Danny Weaver picked up the win with a pin on CoverGirl. Tough guy Tim Dugan, he mistakenly pinned me. And I have to say, I am disappointed that he would so blatantly disregard my role as the owner and CEO and administrator, whatever you want to call me. So we're going to have words pretty soon. Anyways, moving on. Damian Jade defeated Butcher with that. And it wasn't even like a close match either. Like, Butcher is a big boy and he just hasn't seemed to found his stride yet here. Perhaps one day. Trisha DiBiase defeated Sweet Paw again, stuffing that beautiful $100 bill right down in her mouth. Then we got into the triple threat between Marcus Diamond Azul, Eldrin the Butcher, and Kentucky Dave. And right at the end, it looked like maybe Kentucky Dave was going to win because he had put a finisher on Eldrin the Butcher, from what I remember. And then Azul came flying in, took out Dave, threw Dave outside the ring, did another finisher on Eldrin the Butcher, and picked up the win. It was quite the victory and finish. It was fantastic. And then we got into the backstage stuff where it's like, it wasn't like right after, but we were finishing up the show and we had heard that there was a fight. And like, again, it was like some dude that was masked, some dude, like, really, we kind of know who it is, but again, we can't say. So got to be careful. I don't want to get us into trouble. So those were the results from this week. Next week, our schedule is Monday, October the 7th. This is at 7 p.m. Eastern. We will have Galactic Wrestling, where Alexia Wen and Big Bad Bobby D will defend the internet titles against the winner of the Men's Gauntlet and the Women's Battle Royal. So we switch them back and forth every Galactic Wrestling. Kimura will be in the running for pulling a Zinda, so that will be interesting to see. And there is going to be match number 4 of the rivalry series between Sugar and Spice and Fierce Ladies. This is a KO elimination match, so should be interesting as well. Wednesday, October the 9th at 1 p.m. Eastern is Titans. That will start our week 3. So far, the biggest thing that we know for sure is there will be rivalry match 5 will be booked there. And then rounding out the week, we'll have Friday, October the 11th at 7 p.m. for Paragons. And we will have rivalry match 6 if it's needed. Because in theory, you could still have Sugar and Spice win match 4 and 5. And then the series will be over 4-1. So that's pretty much it for next week. For communications, if anybody would like to reach out to us, you can do that via Discord, email, or I would prefer Subspace. I mean, it's faster. Everyone does use it. Everyone's got it. I would rather you reach out to me by Subspace. Just let me know what you're thinking. Were there any results that you thought were weird, or, you know, like, are you hyped about a certain wrestler that we have? Or, you know, I mean, if you still want to reach out by Discord or email, I mean, you can. It's kind of old school. So, but again, Subspace is the way. So that's going to wrap up our episode one. In theory, we could be doing an episode two next week. Now, as a shoot, next week on Sunday, we could be having our Canadian Thanksgiving dinner. So I may not be able to do it, but I could in theory record it on Saturday, you know. Anyways, I'll try and get it done as close to that week as possible. We'll see how things go. Anyways, I hope you enjoyed, and we will talk to you later and see you on stream. Oh, you can find me. You can find the stream on Mondays at 7 and Wednesdays at 1 and Fridays at 7, all times Eastern, at twitch.tv/stonegrasp, Stonegrasp. And I am Stone, and I run the whole show and all that stuff. End of shoot. Enjoy. I hope you've enjoyed the show. And we'll see you next time. Beep, bop, boop. This podcast is copyright 2024 and is property of the SGWF. It may not be copied, altered, or retransmitted without express permission from us.